What did you do for fun as a child?
Lots of things. I played football. I played with my friends. I went cycling. And I walked my dog. Generally sort of, you know, went up around the park, went up to the forest. A lot of outdoor stuff.
What was your school like?
Which one?
The first one. Was it strict?
Not really, no.
Is somebody in this class printing?
The first school I went to was Manor Hall First School, which was like a normal primary school. Just normal school. Teachers, children, books.
What about when you went to high school or secondary school?
I went to St Andrew's Church of England High School for Boys, which was a particularly rough school in Worthing. The standard of education was pretty poor. Teachers were pretty useless. There's no drama, there's no sports teams. There was a field. We used to sort of run around and play football at break times, but I didn't learn a great deal, I don't think. Never did a grammar lesson. And most of my time running around trying to escape from bullies. Good times.
What subjects did you learn?
Well, I did all my stuff. I did English, math, science, technology, PE, geography, history, French, believe it or not, music, everything. Religious education we did as well, which is probably different to what you do. You don't do any RE now, do you?
So what qualifications did you study for?
10 GCSEs, 4 A-levels and a degree, 2 degrees.
Which degrees?
I've got an honours degree in history and a teaching degree, PGCE.
Okay. What did you do with your family? Brother, sister?
What do you mean, what did I do with them?
Oh, did you play with them?
They played with me, really, I suppose. Like, I used to play football with my dad, used to play games with my sister. She used to have Big Ted, I had Small Ted, and we'd take Big Ted and Small Ted on adventures down the hall. It was good fun.
Did you do any jobs around the house?
Lots of jobs around the house. I had to do the washing up, I had to do the drying up, I had to do the hoovering, I had to lay the fire, I had to clean the fire out once it had been burnt, I had to mow the lawn, I had to trim the edges of the lawn, I had to pick up the mouldy apples from the back of the garden, I had to wash the car, I had to clean my bedroom, I had to clean the kitchen, I had to clean the bathroom. I often had to change all the beds, clean the bins out, and was that enough?
Yeah, I think okay. So. Did you travel a lot?
A little bit here and there, yep. In the school holidays in the summer, we'd sort of travel to France and Italy by car. Generally, we'd drive across, get the ferry, travel to Agit and stay there for a couple of weeks. In other holidays, sometimes we'd go to London or Cornwall, never much further than, I think Italy was the furthest place we went, so I was about, about 12, 13, something like that. Went to Ireland a few times.
How old were you when you got your first job?
Paid job from like a company?
Yeah.
I suppose I was 12 because I got paid £10 a week to do my paper round with Mr. Parrish.
Okay. Was there a lot of technology in your childhood?
I had a Commodore 64, which was like an early type of computer, which had less power than probably a modern day calculator. But it was quite good fun because it had less visual graphics and sound graphics. All the fun was in the gameplay. So all the games were really good to play, but they didn't look very good. But that was it. Other than that, no, nothing.
In your opinion, do you think childhood has changed in a positive or negative way?
Positive in some ways, negative in others. I think children have a lot less freedom now than they used to. I just used to go out cycling and sort of stay out for hours and never have to worry about anything because mobile phones didn't exist. I didn't have to worry about phoning my mum and she couldn't phone me to see if I was all right. So I just sort of said I'll be back at 10 and see you later, and off I went. Nowadays, you guys can't escape from your anyone because you've got permanent contact with your parents, but that might be a good thing because at least you can't generally get lost. But I think there's definitely more stuff to do indoors now than there used to be.
Okay. Thank you.
It's all right.